Hello, Dr. Matt. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Jack. How are you going today?
I'm doing very well myself as well. Thanks for asking. What have you got for us today for the renewable energy update?
Some good Australian solar news
Brilliant.
Talking about an achievement of a recent achievement of something that happened at ANU, Australian National University. As part of the federal funding under the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, a couple of years ago, they set a target. They set a target which is called Solar 30-30-30. And the idea is that as a result of the research funding from ARENA, the goal was to have a 30% efficient solar module, which would produce electricity for 30 cents per watt once everything is installed. And the plan is to do this by 2030. And so the whole goal was called like Solar 30-30-30. And this was established in 2021. And quite recently, there's been a whole bunch of funding for new projects that are just about that have either just started or are just about to start from ARENA with the goal of doing this. And a team at ANU has had some excellent results, and they've already gone a long way towards ticking off the first 30, which is related to the efficiency. So I guess the efficiency is probably like the one of the most important metrics of a solar cell. It determines, you know, how much, when we shine a certain amount of light on the cell, how much power, electrical power, is going to be produced. Okay, so if you see a solar panel on a roof, it is invariably made of a material called silicon. So it's made of very pure silicon, which is the same kind of stuff which is, if you pull a computer apart and find a computer chip, that's also kind of pure silicon as well. It's a semiconductor that has some very unique properties that are good for making a solar cell. Now, the thing is that we've been using this material, silicon, for quite a long time. We've been really doing it in industry since, you know, 2002 is when it really started to ramp up making these kind of silicon solar cells. And so every year, we've got a little bit better at making a solar cell out of silicon, and every year the efficiency goes up by a little bit, around 0.5%. So 1 year it will be 20, next year it will be 20.5, next year it's 21. We've been making these kind of incremental improvements every year as we just understand how to make the solar cells better and better. And that's great that every year it's getting a little bit better. But the thing is that there is a upper limit on how efficient we can make a solar cell made out of silicon. So we can't just, be improving by 0.5% for the next 500 years, because we'd end up with a 200% efficient solar cell or whatever. And so there's actually limitations on how good it can get. And we are very much approaching how good we can make these solar cells out of silicon. Exactly what number that is a bit of a debate within the scientific community. But at the moment, we're very close to 27%, and that seems to be very close to how high we can make it. And so one approach to kind of overcome this fundamental limit is to make what is called a tandem solar cell. And so, Jack, have you ever seen a tandem bicycle, a tandem bike?
I believe I have. That's not too far out of my area of experience. I believe I've seen that, yes.
So how is a tandem bike different to a normal bike?
Well, I guess with a tandem bike, you've got two people powering the vehicle, correct?
Exactly. So instead of just one person driving, you have two people riding, and they're kind of working together to make the bike move forward. And so the idea of a tandem solar cell is very similar to that. So if we just have our silicon material to make a solar cell, it's kind of by itself. And so it has to do all of the work effectively. And if we think about the solar energy, the energy that is put out by the sun, we think of the sun as being yellow. So it puts out energy in the visible that we can see, but there's also lots of other stuff that's coming out of the sun that we can't see. So one example is UV light, which we all know because it causes sunburn, but we can't actually see UV light. It's very high energy. Then we have visible, which we can see, but then we also have infrared, which is lower energy than visible, but we also can't see that. So it's actually putting out a wide range of energies, which have what we call different wavelengths. And different materials are good at absorbing kind of different parts of the solar spectrum. So if you just have one by itself, it's kind of like it's a single bike. It's doing all the work. It's trying to do all the work. But if we make a tandem solar cell, we can get two different materials which are good at absorbing different parts of the solar spectrum. Some might be really good at absorbing visible light, where another one might be really good at absorbing infrared. And so the idea of a tandem solar cell is we put two materials together, and that would allow us to overcome the efficiency barrier of just having one particular cell. And so, as I said, we're at about 26% is as good as we can make a silicon cell, but the team at ANU have just announced that they've beaten the 30% efficiency barrier for a tandem solar cell. They just achieved 30.3% by a group at ANU led by Professor Kylie Catchpole. These guys are doing really good work. So as I said, we have about 26% for silicon, but because when we put two together like a tandem bike, we can actually theoretically make it better. And this announcement of 30.3% at ANU shows that we can do even better than just having one material. Now, the way that they did this was actually not necessarily focusing on the silicon, but it's the material that we put on top, the second cell, that they have really optimized and made much better, and that's allowed them to hit 30%. And yes, so it's a very promising step forward. It's not quite hitting the target of 30% module, which means like a 30% solar panel, because what they've done is made a 30% cell, which is kind of the little unit that goes into making a solar panel. So when we put all the cells together, we'll have a little bit of a loss of efficiency, but it's still a very promising step forward that we've broken this 30% barrier. And I think very, you know, encouraging to show that Australia is still really leading the way in how we are doing research on solar energy.
This all sounds very exciting, Dr. Matt. I love the idea of the tandem solar cell soaking up all of that delicious sun energy and using it to create a nice, clean planet. That's brilliant.